I imagine the night being cold. The type of cold that makes your fingers and toes jealous of the other extremities because of their closer proximity to the core of your body. The type of cold where the normally unnoticed automatic response of breathing now becomes so evident as your lungs painfully inhale ice cold air and exhale warm air back into the frigid climate. But not just cold as determined by the state of the atmosphere, but the coldness coming from the mouths of innkeepers, knock after knock, door after door, all with the same response. There's no room for you here. I imagine the night being dark, the type of dark where you can't see anything, where you are so afraid to take a step that you turn your walk into a shuffle. The type of dark that magnifies every one of your other senses to the point where you're hearing everything from a pin drop in the room that you are in to noises over a mile away. But not just darkness as a result of the absence of light, but darkness as a result of weariness in a fight. The darkness that marks us even when it's not night, always winter but never Christmas. That kind of darkness. I can imagine the thoughts going through the mind of Joseph with his full-term pregnant bride strapped to the back of a donkey, going from end to end, house to house, but never finding vacancy, and what he must have been thinking as he guided his family around every suitable bed in the town as he made his way down to a stable. Would this be the place of his son's delivery? For this place was not a place fit for a king, and if Gabriel was right in saying that this would be the Savior coming to earth, then surely God would have provided a better suited place for his birth. Here they were amongst the hay and dirt, trusting in the Lord's faithfulness, leaning on his word. And I can imagine the echoing screams from Mary filling the night sky as she labored through the pains of childbirth with her husband by her side, and the joy they must have felt as their son finally arrived and they wrapped him in swaddling clothes and held their little child. Overwhelming joy colliding with indescribable peace. The Son of God, Son of Man, the King of Kings, and this lowly birth would mark his ministry. The Savior of the world, born amongst the sheep. You see, a good shepherd knows his sheep. He's walked with them every step. He knows their every need. And this birth would be the proof of the kind of shepherd Jesus would be, a conquering Savior as well as an empathetic high priest. You see, he has walked in our footsteps. He has seen all that we see. He's been tempted, tried, and persecuted. He knows pain and suffering. He's been beaten, spit upon and cursed, betrayed for little cost, accused though innocent, and murdered upon a cross. And because of these things, he is able to say the two words that every sheep longs to hear. Two words that sound so beautiful to our ears. Two words that instill trust and eliminate fear. Two words: I know. He knows. He knows your hurt. He knows your pain. He knows your struggle. He knows your name. He knows. And as he rose from the grave, victorious forevermore, he knows. He knows your battle. He knows your every need. A good shepherd knows his sheep.